You can find out more about me over at www.therichardsmith.com, or if you need some hands-on help for your small business, then you can go over to smallbusinessninja.co.uk. Hi, and welcome to this issue of the podcast. So, 2025, we've had a bit of a shift, haven't we? Something's happened this year that's not really making much sense. And as we get to December, when this is being recorded, I think we can see that, you know, the last year or so has been interesting for us small businesses. But particularly what I'm seeing more and more is this issue of overwhelm. I'm going into my small business clients and talking about lead generation and business development and finding new markets. And what I'm getting back is absolute overwhelm. We are bombarded from all sides with do this, do that. We're soaking up a record level of content from various sources. And you know, if you look at just the social platforms alone, we've got TikTok, Twitter, Insta, Facebook. Facebook is just full of stuff at the moment. And then small business owners are trying to make a decision about what to do. You know, what content should I put out? What type of business development should I be doing? Should I just go and look for another job? And we are just overwhelmed by the options. And that's before we've even turned the TV on or put Netflix on. And we're bombarded with that side. And then we pick up a book and read, and then we get the notification from the revenue or whatever it is. We are completely torn between all of the things we need to be doing. And there is a kind of recession sweeping through all of our business lives. And I see this, as I said earlier, you know, through with my clients, because we're always thinking about making the moves, doing the thing we're going to be doing, you know, rejigging the website, starting a campaign over here. And we just get bogged down with it. We get bogged down with thinking. And this is the recession. There is a doing recession. We just aren't doing enough. And we're kind of paralyzed, stuck by choices that should be simple. Bloody options are everywhere. And so, if we look at this at a societal level, that's bloody scary, because we average user is picking up 34 to 50 gigabytes of content a daily. That's hundreds of thousands of words, certainly tens of thousands, probably 100,000, I would have thought. And then we've got, you know, if we multiply that over a month or a lifetime, it's just absurd. A couple of hours a day scrolling on social media, that's best part of 40 days a year spent consuming, not dealing with your own business issues. And their attention span has dropped because of that, because we're stuck on this AI thing. But the big problem is, and this is the real issue, is that we've bloody forgotten. We've forgotten how to just sit down and focus on the things that has helped us build our business to what it is today, whatever that may be. And you've forgotten to trust yourselves. We have all forgotten to trust ourselves. And if you go on to ChatGPT, posting a question on Reddit, doing a search on one of the search engines, you're not finding any answers. All you're doing is consuming more content. The patterns of your thinking, the patterns of your doing are consuming, overthinking, delaying, and then you're looking for more. And there's a massive cost to this bloody cycle. And the cost is stress and overwhelm, because you're not going to solve your current problems with the thinking that got you to here. Bottom line here is, it's not your fault. It's not, because you're broken. I've been doing some more work with this over on the sister site of Money Trainers. You're not broken. You are buying into every single bright, shiny new thing that comes across your desk, and that isn't the answer. So you need to break this doom loop. You need to get out of where you are and focusing on where you need to be. And the simple answer to doing this is literally to take some time out. Take a few hours out with a notepad and pen and start to work through some of the things that are currently bugging you, things that are annoying you, things that aren't working quite as well as they should, things that you're kind of struggling with, and start to get some focus on those handful of things. You might have 20 on your list, but pick two today. Just pick two of these things that you can start working on and just break them down into various steps. It could be a member of staff, it could be your sales functions, it could be processes, it could be all sorts of stuff. But just start to look at each one of these things, start to analyse the problems. Because, and this is something that I do at sort of the, on a consulting level, if you spend a little bit of time focusing on exactly what the problem is, you will start to come up with the solutions. The big issue I see with small and medium-sized firms that I work with and clients I work with don't spend any time analysing the problem or why they've got the problem. All they say is, oh, there isn't enough money in the bank. Not why there isn't enough money in the bank. Why is that member of staff so awkward? Why are they not working to the level that they should be working to? Why are we not selling enough? Why is the website not performing? We need to be breaking down all of these problems and being concerned about why is that? Why have we not taken the action? Anyway, if you're stuck with any of this, get in touch. Hope this podcast has helped you at least start to think about some of your problems. And when you're ready, get in touch. Okay.